Hello, and welcome to the Search Security Podcast on the Internet of Things, or IoT, security. My name is Dan Sullivan, and today I'm going to be talking about two consortiums, or standards consortiums, that are doing important work in the IoT security space and are important to both developers and also to end users. The two consortiums that we'll look at are the Open Interconnect Consortium, which is an open source project really designed and geared toward developers and IoT vendors to help define a standard architecture and standard security practices to help improve the overall reliability and security of IoT devices. The second consortium we'll look at is called the Thread Group. And the Thread Group takes kind of a different approach. They're really focused on improving the way that we design and deploy home-based products using IoT. And so the Thread Group, they're the idea is that their practices and their certifications are designed to kind of implement best practices with regards to an end user who's deploying devices in their home. So what I'd like to do is start first with the Open Interconnect Consortium and just say that, again, the Open Interconnect Consortium covers really a broad range of topics because they're really designed or focused on broader architectural issues with regards to the Internet of Things. But for our talk today, that we'd like to focus primarily on the security issues. And really, there are sort of four key areas that OIC, or the Open Interconnect Security, kind of targets. Ownership transfer and bootstrapping is number one. Message integrity and confidentiality is number two. Access control is number three. And then credential management, number four. And I just want to briefly describe what each of these is. Now, ownership transfer and bootstrapping has to do with when you actually deploy a device. IoT devices are typically mass-produced. They're very easy to acquire in large numbers and deploy. And so they're not really customized in any way. And so one of the first things you want to do when you actually deploy a device is actually, you know, essentially claim ownership of it, you know, configure it to run in your particular environment. And that's where the ownership and transfer and bootstrapping operations come in, because you have to be able to, say, for example, tell an existing mesh network that a new device coming on is authorized to come on, and this is, you know, there are certain protocols for doing that. And that's one of the things that the OI security kind of focuses on. Now, once you have your device added to your network, you want to make sure that you're able to exchange messages and communicate securely. And this is where message integrity and confidentiality comes in. Now, if you're familiar with security in IT in general, when you hear things like integrity and confidentiality, you're probably thinking of SSL certificates and encryption and RSA and encryption algorithms. And that's where we are here as well. You want to be able to encrypt your communications, one, so that it can't be read, so you can maintain confidentiality, and that it can't be tampered with, so you maintain its integrity. Now, one thing you want to watch for in IoT devices is that they don't all necessarily have the level of computing power that we've become accustomed to with laptops and even mobile devices. So some encryption operations may be too difficult, maybe too much to handle on an IoT device. So you might have different encryption algorithms that are used in IoT. So that was one of the things that, so those are two of the things, the ownership transfer and message integrity. Another important aspect is access control. Once a device is deployed, there's going to be interactions with that device, either from a central service that collects data or from other devices on the network that might be in a mesh configuration that want to configure with that. Any changes to that device, like changing its configuration, pushing a software update, has to be done under access control so that a malicious attacker cannot push, say, for example, malicious code and make it look like a valid software patch. So one of the things that OIC security deals with is how to implement those kind of access controls. And then the fourth piece that we want to look at is credential management. And here the basic idea is, if you're going to authenticate all of these devices against each other, they're going to need some kind of unique and trusted identification mechanism, typically some kind of digitally signed certificate, a digital certificate that is possessed by the device. So credential management, access control, message integrity and confidentiality, and ownership transfer and bootstrapping are kind of common things that every IoT developer needs to deal with. And so those are the kinds of things that are addressed by the Open Interconnect Consortium standards. And I'd recommend, you know, you check out the OIC website. If you just search for Open Interconnect Consortium, you'll easily find it. There's a lot of documentation on that and a lot of background material on getting started. Now, the second consortium that I wanted to talk about, as I mentioned, really kind of works from the perspective of the end user. So now let's say I'm an end user and I have these devices. How do I go about putting them onto my network? I want a house that has a number of different devices. There are a number of things that we need to take into account. For example, when we're dealing with home products, we're probably typically dealing with low power devices. So we're going to want to probably be working with IP version 6 over low powered WANs or low powered wireless internet. And that's one of the things that the Thread Group does is it's designed to work in a mesh environment, so devices within a home can communicate with each other. It's designed to work over low power protocols, and this allows devices to be deployed and then actually operated continuously over long periods of time, requiring minimal power. Now, another thing that we mentioned earlier in the talk is this idea of deploying devices and authenticating them and adding them. And this is one of those points that overlaps between OIC and Thread, which is like, how do you go about and deploy a device? Well, one of the things that the Thread Group has done is it defines ways for deploying devices and commissioning a device is another way of saying that via an authorized network device or a smartphone. So for example, a user might work with a smartphone or an app on the smartphone to establish a security session with their home network to authenticate a device and provide credentials and then deploy that device to a network. So if you're interested in working with the user interface that is involved with IoT devices and how you go about commissioning and deploying them in end user environments, then I suggest you take a look at the Thread Group and see, you know, the kind of work that they have done to define standards. And you'll also be able to see a number of different vendors who are adopting these standards. So again, to kind of wrap up, you know, IoT is advancing quite quickly, as everyone probably knows. And one of the reasons it's able to advance quickly is because we're starting to develop standards that we can all agree on and leverage best practices. So two that are really important to look at are the Thread Group, which again is based on end user sort of devices and home devices, and then the Open Interconnect Consortium, which really addresses really broad range architectural issues, including security. And that concludes our podcast. Thank you.